All right, not sure if you could make that out, but you just heard a recording of monkey noises and banjo music coming from a Virginia Beach home. The woman who lives across the street from that home says the man who lives there played these noises every single time. She and her family went outside for more than a year. At times, the recordings even included the N-word. News Nation's Madison Pierman with our Virginia Beach station WAVY has been following the story for more than a month. So, Madison, police have been notified. Were they able to help?
Nicole, our story ran and the neighbor went quiet. But as for accountability, Virginia Beach police are telling us their hands are tied. When it comes to what they can do, there's not much. However, justice could come for the Martinez family in the form of a civil rights case. An offensive call to the wild, played by a Virginia Beach man, unleashed the beast of social media.
Yep, I'm pissed off today.
Ted on Your Side was the first to bring you the story of Janique Martinez's neighborhood nuisance.
He has played music to taunt the entire cul-de-sac. Lately, though, he has been starting with, you know, the monkey noises towards my family. I guess he found out that we called the police on him to turn down the music one morning. And it's just been nonstop with the N-word.
Virginia Beach police have repeatedly said the neighbor wasn't breaking any criminal laws, but it has sparked a conversation of potential civil rights violations.
It is not your First Amendment right to harass somebody because of their race.
Siobhan Ferguson is with the Housing Opportunities Made Equal of Virginia. They're one of a handful of assisting agencies.
I was surprised that law enforcement or somebody could not address the issue of just the simple noise violation. It doesn't need to have to get to someone being physically harmed.
After seeing where police had their hands tied, Ferguson's nonprofit offered their expertise into investigating potential civil rights violations.
There is a whole other process and a whole other lens to look through a situation to see if your civil rights are being violated. I believe that there's an opportunity for that in this particular situation.
Assuming civil rights were violated, what could justice look like?
She may say, I no longer want to live here. Or she may say, I no longer want that person to live here. The reality of it is that it is going to cost money for the damage to be undone.
Damage many believe shouldn't have been done in the first place. The civil rights route can only be taken by Martinez if she chooses to take this to court. If she does, Ferguson tells us the investigation for it could take months, and the legal process in total could take years. Back to you, Nicole.
Yeah, wow, that video. I mean, and seeing it in the daylight, just imagine that was also happening at night. All right, Madison, thank you for that reporting.